Origin Quilt is a piece celebrating the diversity of students at South Shore Middle School. In the fall of 1998, a group of 13 girls from the ESL classes of Greta Norling and Jay Gaynor met in special workshops where they shared their first languages, their music, and special things about their lives and cultures. Much of the music throughout was played by the students in the workshops. Origin Quilt was created by Jack Straw Productions with Janice Gatek, composer in residence, Danielle Eidenberg Nappe, education coordinator, and Tom Stiles, recording engineer. So sit back now and imagine being part of a circle of students from 9 different countries sharing together in their Origin Quilt.
Magandang umaga, good morning.
Beautiful. Can we all try to say that? That's just a nice sound of words. Say it. Say it one more time. It's
magandang umaga, good morning.
Magandang umaga. Umaga. Magunda umaga.
Magandang umaga.
Okay, let's say it all together. Magunda umaga. One more time, really together. Maganda umaga. Good morning. Today, because I'm with so many new people, but I'm also very happy to be with new people and to learn about all of you.
Okay. I am happy to be here today, but I'm nervous talking in front of everybody. Whose turn? The gift has come to you.
Anything you want to say. Okay. Even if you want to say, I don't know what to say, that's fine.
I am here today, but I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what to say, but I'm happy to be here.
Oh, there's someone to watch.
And I'm not afraid to talk.
I see you have two sisters.
I don't know what to say.
I have 5 sisters and 2 brothers.
I don't know what to say.
happy today with here to meet people.
How come you're doing all things around here?
Because I'm Muslim.
Muslim.
What's that mean?
You have to wear this. You don't go to church or no? You don't go to church. You don't go eat pork or.
Don't eat pork.
Mm-hmm. Or dancing.
No dancing.
You don't need short clothes.
You don't wear short clothes.
I brought this. It's like a fish we eat at our house. My parents eat them almost every day.
Oh.
And we just cook them, I guess. And this, we wear them around the house when it's hot.
What is it?
Yeah, lava, lava.
We wear the cloth on every sunny day, and sometimes we wear the gold Tosiva dance. Ofumako iye le balale leaso.
Iye lava lava.
Say it again.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Okay. Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita. Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Beautiful. She really, she's got it. Okay, go ahead.
She's Filipino.
That's why. She says it exactly the same way. Okay.
Mahali kita.
Well, in my country, we learn our language first, and then they teach us English. So my dad wanted us to move to America and learn more about English instead of our own that they teach us at Africa. I mean, Ethiopia. So that's why I came here.
Okay. Wanted to learn more.
We came here because my dad he lives here, and me and my brothers and sister and my mom we live in Philippines. And my dad, he wants us to live together, so we came here. I just learned English when I came here.
You learned so fast.
I got here last year.
Something about
I
that?
I have a Filipino uncle.
Your uncle?
Yeah, but I don't know where he is now. But one of his best friends died. It was like the waves came and killed him.
The waves came?
They have this little place. They said that if you talk, it's like it's a silent place. You can't talk, but if you talk out loud, the waves is gonna come and it's gonna hit you. But my uncle's with them. But his friend was laughing so loud. But then the wave came and splashed him. I guess the wave took him away. And my uncle ran to the island so he wouldn't get splashed with them.
Thank you.
My parents sent me to Seattle because the storm in Samoa.
I never had a storm.
And when they came, everybody had to stay in one house because all the other ones just broke down and flew away. I hated my country because the flood. There's a little island and there's a road that goes there, and it's in the middle of the the road is where the flood go through.
Where are you from?
Coahuila.
I'm from out here.
And there's a little island. Our school, they build a school there, and we live on the other side. And there's a road when it rains, and then the flood comes out. And then these big, strong men, they come and carry the kids to their side where the their house.
So that they help the children to get out?
From the school side.
Were you in school?
Yeah.
So somebody came and they carried you out of there? Mm-hmm. Wow. That must have been a very, very frightening experience in the flood.
It was dirty too. It was like up here to the man's. It was strong too, and
the flood water was up this high on the man.
And they're tall. There were like six of them.
Wow. And six men. And there were a lot of children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was only the school on the little island. And there's a road that goes across the water.
A road that would go across the water to the island?
Yeah, but when it stopped raining and then the flood, it stays there. And then these workers, they block the flood when it stopped raining.
So did you have to stay on the island until they blocked?
Yeah.
So all the children stayed on the island. Usually at the end of the day, you would go home on that road. But how many days did you stay on the island?
I don't know when it stopped.
Okay.
And then when the flood get bigger and it falls, nobody can get through. And it stays in the school.
How old are you?
Five.